Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian Amber Boyens from Immun Nutrition right here in Madison and Madison Healthcare Services. Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Good to have you back.
Great to be back.
Great to see you at least once a week.
That's right.
If not more.
Usually more.
Usually more. That's right. Well, we're going to talk about calories today.
We are.
Everybody talks about calories, but maybe nobody really, what's a calorie?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're going to tell us today.
Well, I thought we could talk about that a little bit.
Lay it on us.
You know, this is a topic that I think feels kind of familiar to people, right? We talk about calories all the time. We see news stories about calories. Every food item you buy that has a nutrition label on it has the calories labeled. And I thought we could talk about it because Kyle, my husband, who I think a lot of the listeners have probably met.
I've met him.
You've met him a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had sent me an article.
Nice guy.
He is a pretty good guy, yes. An article about one of the large grocery store chains that settled a lawsuit, I think, for $1.2 million because they had bread and buns that were labeled with the wrong calorie number. So there were some that were labeled as 50 calories when they were actually 100. There were others that were labeled at 30 calories when they were actually 50. And while we absolutely want our stuff to be labeled correctly, I think it really highlights when we get so worked up about this 50 calorie or 30, 20 calorie difference, what are we really even talking about when we talk about those things? So a calorie is really just a unit of energy. That's how it's measured. And our bodies use this energy that we take in from calories in food to breathe and digest that food, move our blood, to move our bodies, think, repair tissues, for our immune system to work, all of those things. So everything our body does, it uses energy, and the energy is coming from calories. So when we think about why we're paying attention to these calories, then I think first and foremost, it's important to remember that humans survived for hundreds of thousands of years before calories were discovered and applied to human health, right? So it's not that we need to know about calories to live, but that also doesn't mean calories are irrelevant. They're not the most important thing, though. So today, I really want to highlight, when we talk about those calories, what's the meaning behind it, and is that really where our focus should be? So there's some really interesting research that's come out lately, because our traditional thought is calories out needs to be greater than calories in if we're trying to work on weight loss, because
it's always been my plan.
Is that your plan? That's interesting. We should talk more about that.
Be another show.
So it's always been about just this kind of, if we eat more calories, we just need to move our body more. And our bodies are not machines, right? Our bodies are really fluid systems that are impacted by a number of different things. And we talk about the gut all the time. I talk about the microbiome all the time on this show, all those bacteria and other microorganisms that are living in our gut. And there's a new model that's out, new research that's being done on how our microbiome utilizes the calories that we take in. So two people who eat the exact same number of calories might see different results. And that's why calories are not the only thing or the most important thing even when we are talking about nutrition. Now, I think it's also important to keep in mind that if we're eating 100 calories of potato chips, our body is going to handle that very differently than it's going to use 100 calories of an actual potato. It's going to use 100 calories from candy different than it's going to use 100 calories from an apple, because the nutritional quality of those two foods are completely different. So we can't just say calories are calories are calories, because that doesn't take into account what proteins it has, what fiber it has. It doesn't take into account the vitamins and minerals that it has in it or the impact that it's going to have on our microbiome. So when we think about whether or not we want to start paying attention to calories more, tracking calories more, my instinct is generally to say, no, let's not worry so much about the calories, and let's focus more on the quality of the food that we're eating. Let's focus more on the timing of the food. And we've talked about those different things, and we'll continue to talk about them on this show because it's important. But if you are really interested in calories and calorie content, I think there's just some important things to be aware of. So frequently people will come into my office or they'll see me on the streets and they'll ask about different apps and calorie tracking, or they'll come in for a first visit and they've been tracking their calories for weeks or months or years or whatever it might be. And I do think that calories can be a useful tool, or tracking our calories can be a useful tool for kind of calibrating ourselves, for increasing awareness of some of those handfuls of snacks that we're grabbing here and there, or if we're really taking in way too much or not enough. It can be a good tool. But when we talk about those food labels, like in this lawsuit, now this lawsuit where the calories were different, they were different by more than what the FDA allows. But not only can logging calories become stressful and rigid and make us obsess over numbers, but when you look at a label on food, the FDA allows that caloric number on there to be off by up to 20%. So when you're eating that 100-calorie snack pack or that, you know, whatever 100-calorie thing, it could be 100 calories, but it could also be 120, or it could be closer to 80. So if we're trying to get so specific into these exact numbers of calories that we're eating, that's just not what calorie tracking does. Not to mention that when we learn how many calories are in a food, let's say we're trying to see how many calories are in a carrot, they're going to take a certain amount of carrot and do what's called bomb calorimetry, where they burn it and in a fancy, expensive machine. And then they're going to average all those different samples. So the carrot that you eat might not be exactly however many calories it says in your logging app. We aren't going to get specifics. And on any given day, because of your microbiome, because your body might be fighting off an illness, because you might have more stress or you slept more poorly, your body might not be burning calories exactly the same every single day either. So that's why I say it's more important for us to focus on kind of the big picture. It's more important for us to focus on habits and trends and what a typical day looks like, a typical plate, a typical snack, rather than the calories in any given day, given meal, given snack, whatever it might be. So calories, not irrelevant, not the most important thing. Calories are also only looking at weight. And you know that I'm a big advocate that weight loss does not equal health gain.
Right. I've heard that before.
I hope you have, because I've said it a lot. So just because we're losing weight doesn't mean we're getting healthier. If we're losing weight because we have a calorie restriction or calorie deficit, but we're not nourishing our body, while our weight might improve or be smaller in the short term, it's all about what that long-term picture of health looks like.
All right. I think where I went wrong was it said, I look at a bag where it says 100 calories per serving,
and
I don't realize that there's more than one serving in a bag, so...
They do that.
Yeah.
And
they trick you.
They do trick you. And one of the things that I appreciate, so I don't love everything about the newer food label. It's not really new anymore. I think it was changed in 2021. But one of the things that they did is, if it is something, like one of the places that they get you with this is the bags of chips that you often buy at gas stations.
Right.
Those are usually like 2.5 servings.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I thought that was one serving.
It is not.
Or like a box of Old Dutch potato chips, you know.
Yep.
Was a one serving.
A whole box?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite. If it's something that a person would reasonably expect to eat in a sitting, like a pint of ice cream or one of those gas station bags of chips, now they also have to put on the label the information per package. So it'll say per serving, but who's sitting down and eating a half a cup out of that pint of ice cream, right? So it'll say how much in that half a cup or 2/3 of a cup, and then how much per container. So,
and I'm sure everybody reads that.
Everybody looks at that.
I know.
That's right.
Diligently. Yeah.
And maybe you don't have to, right?
Yep.
Just listen to your body. Pay attention to trends.
That's right.
Calibrate once in a while, but don't get so caught up in the numbers that 50 calorie or 20 calorie thing is what's putting you over the edge.
Everything in moderation.
It's boring. I know.
Except my chips.
That's right.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions on calories or anything else dealing with nutrition, you're the person to talk to.
Yep. And you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com, or on Facebook at imunutrition, or call up to the clinic here in Madison and schedule an appointment, Or we've got the Muchos Gracias event coming up. You can come see me there, too. And
it's on the 19th?
No, the 9th.
Get the date right, date
That's
here.
Right.
July 9th.
Thursday, July 9th. I'll be there, and we'll be doing some fun nutrition stuff. So.
Sounds good. Well, hope to see you there.
Sounds great.
All right, Amber Boyens with us for another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you next week.